today the Holy Spirit wants to talk about the very unsung element in the body of Christ called thankfulness or gratitude. And it seems to be that, you know, we've talked the last few weeks about this idea of a false grace, meaning that whatever I do is accepted by Daddy, so therefore it doesn't matter because Jesus paid for it on the cross attitude, which is a really flippant way of looking at the most holy and complete sacrifice that Jesus did for us so that we wouldn't have to pay that price. To have an attitude of it doesn't matter what I do now is, you know, heinous, really. And the Holy Spirit has been showing me this week that what's missing from that understanding, and the reason people go off kilter with this idea that grace means do whatever you want, is because they have no sense of gratitude for the grace that they were given. When you look at the cross, it really goes back to the cross. You know, if people, when they get saved, don't have an understanding of the depth of sacrifice that Jesus made for them, not that they're to feel guilty for or condemned for, but that because of it, because they were so valued, he gave himself up for them. When they get that, gratitude naturally just builds up and pours out of you. And the last thing you want to do is go out of your way to do as you please and be a pleaser of self rather than a pleaser of God. It doesn't even make sense in your reality anymore. And in that scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:15, he showed me today as I was asking him about really what to teach. And he made it really, really clear. Therefore, oh, I'm sorry, not therefore. For, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. What's been happening in certain sections of the body is that scripture is the one scripture that is quoted all the time is where sin abounded, grace abounded the more. And it's cut off from there. It's never said, well, therefore, should we continue in sin? Certainly not. For those who have died to sin, how can they live in it any longer? That's the rest of it. Why would you want to be in sin again? Why would you want to be back in the sewer? There's no reason for it. You've been freed and cleansed. Doesn't mean we don't make a mistake. Doesn't mean we don't trip sometimes. Doesn't mean that we don't purposely, sometimes we do, willfully go our own way. But that is not continuing in sin where you just keep wanting to do it. We're not testing God to see, do you really love me no matter what? It's pretty obvious he really loved us no matter what, or he wouldn't have done the cross. He wouldn't have sacrificed Jesus. And he did that before we ever knew him or ever loved him. His love is proven. We don't have to prove anything. The only reason people do that is they actually don't know his love. That is the crux of the problem. The cross was love. Love on the cross. That's what it was. And he's saying, when we realize that the grace that was spread through the many, it causes thanksgiving to abound, not sin to abound. It causes thanksgiving in our hearts to abound. And whose glory? Who gets that glory? God. You know, when we have a thankful heart, I mean, just think of it in the natural. If you have a thankful heart about something someone's done for you, because you see that they've given of themselves, perhaps they've sacrificed their time, perhaps they've helped you financially, perhaps they've just been kind and loving when you really needed it. Do you want to hurt them? Is that your response? Wow, they really helped me. I just want to hurt them. No, your response is, what can I do for you? Wow, you were so giving. And when I really needed it, what can I do? That's what he meant when he said he loved us first. And that's why we love him. If you don't get that you are loved and get what happened on the cross and that is the grace that was poured out so you wouldn't have to pay the penalty of your own foolishness, your own sin. If the body does not get that, or a portion of the body is not getting that at this point, then what they will do is they will not know that his love, the depth of his love, actually valued them so much And they will never get to a place of being grateful for it. They will keep testing it and testing it and testing it by fornicating, by cheating, by lying, by going their own way, by justifying what they do and say, well, he loves me anyway because Jesus took my sin. If we stay there, which is true, Jesus took our sin. He took it away. We don't belong to sin anymore once we receive him. Why would we go back to it? And it's not going back under the law. The problem is people are so terrified of being caught in the law again, which doesn't exist for a believer. There is no law. He nailed the ordinances that were against us to the cross and took them away. He delivered us from the law. We are dead to it. So why is this, you know, you can really look at it and see how Satan's gotten into people's minds, the subtlety of it. They're so frightened of the law coming and getting them again that they don't even know what grace really is. Grace is so you don't even want to sin. Why would you want to sin again and be in that hell? That struggle that he already paid for and died for. So Holy Spirit today really wants to touch deeply what gratitude means, gratitude towards God. How gratitude towards God actually is our own safety net. Gratitude towards God gives us an understanding how to live in grace. Gratitude leads to grace. Grace leads to gratitude. If you really know grace, then gratitude is a consequence. You don't want to defile his name. You don't want to in any way dishonor him. And you're not doing it because you're under the law and you better be good or you're going to be zapped by lightning. You do it because you love him with all your being. So I look at what some of the people in the, you know, in this doctrine, because it really is a doctrine of man, that grace means no matter what, everything I do is accepted. It's not what's really happening at all. We're accepted in the beloved. We belong to him. And we've said it so many times. Sometimes you get to the point where you think, do I have to keep saying this? But Holy Spirit wants to talk about this. Gratitude, gratefulness in the heart of a believer leads you to naturally live in grace and under grace rather than under the law. We can't live under the law again because it has been made obsolete. It has been finished and fulfilled by Jesus. So we confess that Jesus came in the flesh and we don't live under the law anymore. If we are going to continue in sin, because see, that's the real crux of this. That's the real centerpiece, to continue in sin, not to make mistakes. Not to, okay, I sinned here. Okay, I went my own way, and boy, did I pay for it. Man, I don't want to do that again. Help me, Daddy, not to go that way, even if it's a chronic habit. The desire is that you don't want to continue in it. That's the issue. That you don't want to justify it. That you're willing to give it to Daddy and say, you know what, I can't handle this. Or you're willing to ask Holy Spirit to help you be more than a conqueror in that area. You're willing to humble yourself rather than saying, I deserve grace. No, you don't. None of us do. That's why it's grace, because we don't deserve it. And isn't that amazing? That's the amazing grace. We don't deserve it, and he gave it to us anyway. And so then we want to spit on it, desecrate it, say, I can do as I please. I can be a lover of myself, not a lover of God. I have a right. We have no rights. We are in righteousness in him, but we don't have rights. Just do as we please. That never, you know, it's giving yourself, when you look at what he did, he gave all of himself for us. What is our response? Good, now I can do what I want? Or is our response, I want to give all of me to you, Lord? That's what gratitude gives us. As it says, for all things are for your sakes. All things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound. Thanksgiving to who? Ourselves? Look at me, look at what I can do. Look at what I can get away with. Look at how gifted I am. No! Thanksgiving to abound to who? The glory of God. Not lip service glory either. Because that's also what's happening. The extremes are this. People get saved, and they come sometimes through the door of the law where they think they have to run around and worry about their behavior, always checking themselves, never feeling free, never liberated, never safe in Him. Do you know when you know you're safe in Him? You don't have to justify anything anymore, because He did. He justified us. So there's no needing to worry about perfect behavior from the standpoint of, I've got to legally watch myself. No, I just desire to honor Him like a good father. If you're a child of a good father, an earthly father, you do not want to go out of your way to hurt them. Usually it's the father that's cruel and angry, the one you want to hurt back because they've hurt you. And the people that have come through the law and now have heard of grace, but then have gone on this other tangent that grace means I can please myself, those people actually don't know who God is. They don't know the love of God. They don't know the kindness of God. They're saying all the right things, the lip service of it, but there's no real heart connection. Because salvation is a condition of your heart. You give your heart to Him. You say, yes, I will receive You, Lord. I will allow You to be my Savior. I will give all of myself to You. My bad parts, my good parts, all of me. Everything, my life. That's what we're to yield. Our entire hearts. Our entire lives. It's not a game. Do you know, I'm starting to see how the enemy will minimize the depth of the love of God, will minimize the depth of the cross. If he can make the cross look small and like a joke, then the power of God, isn't the whole, what does it say in, I'm not sure which epistle of Paul, but he says that he comes to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, that the cross of Christ may be made of no effect. The cross of Christ is power itself. What he did on that cross